at work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Hi, Bill Jackson at More Motor Sales in Carroll. If you're looking for new transportation at a great savings, now is your chance during the 2011 clearance sale. That's right. All of the remaining 2011s must go with tremendous savings up to $8,100 off retail price. Choose from Jeep, Dodge, and Ram trucks and many, many more at up to $8,100 in savings. When they're gone at More Motor Sales, M81 in Carroll.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Down Main Street.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust a pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. And good luck, Ugly Bearcats.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Well, Aubrey had a good feeling from the get-go. Their largest deficit of the night was 2 points, and that was 2-0. Since then, they didn't look back, and they won 59-41. So, Ryan Brown is standing by with Ken Piccolo, the head coach of the LA Bearcats. Ryan, take it away.
Here we go. I'm here with Coach Pickler right now. Coach, what were your keys to victory tonight?
I think looking at the stat sheet, you said something about shooting 52%.
53%.
53. We shot 52 out in Carsonville. You know, and if a team shoots that good, they're going to be hard to beat. Even when you're playing a very good basketball team in Harbor Beach, those are percentages we haven't seen all year. But we're a little more discreet with our shots, and we also, you know, trying to get the ball to number 34.
What did you tell Lifran this week for him to go off for 33 points tonight?
Maybe he was a little upset he didn't get crowned king at before the basketball game. No, Marshall's been getting a little more focused about them offensive rebounds, not just getting touches through the offense, but at 6'6" and can jump the way he can jump. We keep trying to talk to him about going to the glass, getting those second chance opportunities. He had a tendency a lot of times just want to be a spectator when Josh would shoot, when Nick would shoot, when Gabriel would shoot.
That's a perfect way to explain it. How do you feel about your position in league right now, tied with Harbor Beach?
Well, we're very fortunate, I think, to be tied. I mean, this is a very good basketball team, and if you don't show up to play against them, you're going to be in trouble. We knew we still controlled our own destiny. Now, we got most of our tough games on the road done already. So everybody has to come here and play. Sandusky has to come here yet. Brown City has to come here yet. We believe we can take care of business here in our home court.
Okay, congratulations, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. And exactly like Pickler said, Ubley has most of their games, their big games, home. They have Sandusky home next week. We'll be covering that one. Then at Mayville, at Bad Axe, which doesn't count for league stands, and home against Brown City on February 28th. Harbor Beach has 12 days off until they play again. That could play into some things. Maybe they'll rebound as well. Looks like Hansen was having a little trouble with his one ankle there. He sounded like he rolled it against Mayville. But some interesting things. Let's go individual stats now. First starting out by the quarters. Ubley was leading after 1, 13-5, at half, 30-13, after 3, 40-31. But then Ubley pulled away again in the fourth quarter at the end of regulation, 59-41. Individual stats first for Harbor Beach. Aaron Gibler had 15 points, as did Eli Kraft. Except for Kraft, 13 of those came in the second half, actually the third quarter alone. Jonathan Kraft had 2, the brother. Jordan Booms had 8. Andrew Seaman had 1 for a total of 41 points. They shot 8 for 13 in the second half from the free throw line for 61.5% for a total of 9 for 23 at 39.1%. Whoa. Indeed. On the other side of things, Ubley. Nick Sweeney had 5. Austin Drake had 2. Brian White had 2. Gabe Messing had 7. Marshall Lifran led all scorers with 33 points. 18 in the first half, 15 in the second half. And Josh White with 10. They shot 5 for 6 from the free throw line in the second half for 83.3%. For a total of 6 for 8 for the game, making it 75%. Not bad at all, John.
You know, when we fed Coach Pickler the stat that they shot 53%, that was for the entire game. The second half, they shot 54, so it really didn't make that much of a difference. The story of the game is that, well, Harbor Beach came in here and they shot cold, just plain cold. In the second half for Harbor Beach, they shot 28%. Overall in the game, 24%. And, well, you're not going to steal one from the LB Bearcats with that kind of shooting.
Well,
also for the Harbor Beach Pirates, you know, you said they've got a tough road to hoe a little bit because you're right. They're going to be at Brown City after that 12-day layoff. And playing down in Brown City is not the easiest thing to do.
Never is. Never is. And after that, then they are home against Barlett at Lakers to then finish off the season home against Mayville on March 1st. So Harbor Beach's 8-game win streak comes to a close. 37 days victorious ends as well. And now we have a tie between Harbor Beach and Ubley atop the Greater Sub Heat, each with 2 losses at 6-2. Excuse me, 5-2. Depending on Brown City, if the Brown City Green Devils beat Barlett tonight, they would have a half-game lead over them. And if they lose, obviously, Harbor Beach and Ubley would be tied for first with a 1-game lead. So, very interesting things down the road. We'll be covering the Sandusky and Ubley game right here next week, which should be very interesting. Sandusky's not out of it as well. They only have, let's see, they have 3 losses. They're 1 game back.
The only one that's really out of it right now is Marlette. You know, they've ran into some bad luck lately, and tell you the truth, anyone could win, but right now, you know,